Paul Ranch has a paper that he has in the Signal Processing magazine, where he talks about different types of cellular channel. And he talks about the different environments, from the flat rural environment, where you're out at quite a long range, the urban environment, the dense urban environment, and the indoor environment. And these are the picocells, the microcells, and the macrocells. And they all have slightly different delay and angle spreads and Doppler shifts associated with them. If you're indoor, then the relative distance between the different rays or the different reflections is quite short, and so the multipath is only over about a tenth of a microsecond. If you move to dense urban, you get about 3/10 of a microsecond. Urban's about 5 microseconds. And if you go to rural, hilly terrain, you can get a delay spread over about 20 microseconds. In indoor, the Doppler spread that I talked about previously is also relatively low, because the only movement is actually caused by people walking around the laboratory. In the dense urban, there is some motion, and then when we go to rural and urban and flat rural, then we can get in high-speed vehicles and very high-speed motion, and that gives rise to a much higher Doppler spread. The other thing that we're particularly interested in is what is the angle spread. And if we start at the top, this has been arranged. Flat rural terrain doesn't have very many reflectors, so there's not very much angle spread. It's maybe about 1 degree. An urban environment has a larger angle spread. Hilly environment is even more. When you get to dense urban, you're coming to have signals coming into about 120 degrees, so they're filling the whole of one of these sectors in our system. But if you finally get into the indoor environment, then you've got signals that are bouncing off all the walls within a building, and then you get the angle spread going over 360 degrees. So these are some of the parameters that we have to think about when we're looking at some of these systems. These are the parameter box that we've got to work within: the delay spread, the Doppler spread due to the motion of the mobile, and the angle spread.